boy, Mets come home yesterday, and what was that? Go back on the road, 7-0. They get shut out by the Cardinals. We've talked a lot about St. Louis here, some staying power possibly for these Redbirds. Jensen, as you look at maybe in the American League, it's the White Sox that are the surprise that are hanging around. Are the Redbirds that equivalent in the National League for you?
They've been great. Not to spoil anything, but we'll talk a little stock up, stock down about some major league teams, and they will certainly be a contender to be in that. As we look at the standings overall, the National League in and of itself, if the playoffs were to start today, St. Louis would be your top wild card ahead of the Philadelphia Phillies. And then we've got a three-way tie between the Arizona Diamondbacks, the San Diego Padres, and the Washington Nationals. My oh my, how the race for the final wild card spots in the National League is shaping up. That also includes the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs, who are a half game out of a playoff spot starting today. The Cincinnati Reds, just two games behind. The Marlins, 2.5 games behind. So, Dave, you have about, what, seven teams within 2.5 games of each other. And if you want to add in the Phillies, that's 8 teams within 4 games of each other for 2 playoff spots in the National League wild card race. So it's been really great to see some of the parity there. The same way could be said for the American League. And we have talked a lot on this program about how bad the American League overall has been. Dave, the Boston Red Sox are 11 games under 500, yet they're just 4.5 games out of a wild card spot. I mean, everyone is still alive, and that is going to make eventually in a month, a little revisionist history of what teams are looking to sell, what teams are looking to buy, because you really are just a series sweep away from being right back in the thick of this thing. So a lot still to play for here, even though we're about 65, 70 games into the regular season.
The Yankees got a nice win yesterday. Gerrit Cole was not great yesterday, but they've won 2 in a row now here against the Guardians and kind of a high profile matchup so far in the American League. So going to go back to Cleveland today here for the Yanks. What do you like, whether it's side or total today?
Yeah, I think we're going to get some runs again. And this has kind of been a higher scoring series period when you could look on paper and say, yeah, the pitching matchups should tell us something different. I'm going to stay with it. I do like the over 7.5 minus $1.06 I found on Novig. For the Yankee side, David, is Carlos Rodon taking the ball this afternoon at Progressive Field? 2 of his 3 road starts, there have been 9 or more runs combined scored in those outings by virtue of Parker Messick being on the other side. 8 of his 13 starts for Parker Messick, Cleveland has scored at least 4 or more just by themselves. So do a little quick mental math. The way we've seen the first couple of games of this series going, I think we get some runs combined there. We had plenty of runs at PNC Park last night, albeit was lower scoring to start. Even with Paul Skeens on the mound, he departed that game with a tied at 2, and then a floodgates opened as the Dodgers just ran roughshod over the Pittsburgh Pirate bullpen. I think we could be in store for more of that today, but it may be a little bit more one-sided yet again, because it is Shohei Ohtani who is getting the start later on tonight. Jared Jones, his 3rd start off the injured list. First start, not very good. Last start, very good. What do we get tonight? Elevated total already up to 8.5, but Dave, I did snag an over 7.5. Still available there at Circa at minus $1.25. I did get mine at Novig at minus $1.24. LA has been averaging almost 5.5 runs per game themselves. They have been giving up almost 4. So they've been scoring a lot. They've been giving up a decent amount so far in June. They are 18-14 covering the run line as a road favorite, which they are here with Ohtani. So, Dave, we went alternate run line, Dodgers minus 1 at minus $1.59. So, 2 plays in this Dodgers-Pirates game tonight. Take the over 7.5 at minus $1.24. Also taking the Dodgers minus 1 at minus $1.59.
Well, I get excited and get nervous every time the Royals have a lead. They've had a lead a lot lately, and you had a little change at the closer role, and they get it done yesterday against the Rangers to kind of keep this good start to the month going here. For the boys in Kansas City, fountains have been up here lately. Do the fountains stay on today and stay up here? Maybe some more runs at Kauffman Stadium.
Yes, we get one of Mike Palm's favorites in Seth Lugo. If you like the over outs, maybe not tonight, considering where we are. This is a total of 10. But Dave, I did play an alternate over 9.5 at minus $1.24. For me, and I understand if people are like, okay, well, what's the difference between 9.5 and 10? Well, besides the half run, Dave, I would rather cash than push with, you know, taking maybe a little bit more of 10 cents. I mean, right now it's $1.14 to the over 10 on DraftKings. I'm okay swallowing a little more of 10 cents on the total. Mackenzie Gore getting the ball for Texas. The lineup has been much better for the Rangers here as of late. And the Royals, dare I say, Dave, and I know you're on them for most wins in the month of June. They've actually been a little bit better, kind of going back through their game logs and looking at offensively where they've been here, at least in the month of June. They actually have finally started to look like a team that is capable of winning this division. They're averaging about 5.3 runs. They are giving up just a little over 3.5. But you look at this first game of this series, 5-3. So the over doesn't hit yesterday. But they're winners of 5 of their last 6. And when you start to see this offense click a little bit, especially at the top, Jack Caglione, by the way, what a homer. Holy hell. What a performance for him last night. So I do like the over. I think both sides get in on the action for run scoring later on tonight.
Yeah, I don't want to say it too loudly, but I've been watching these games every night. Cags with a couple of bombs yesterday, finally getting some pitching in the back end of the bullpen here after you make that change. And they do look like the team that I think we envisioned here earlier in the year. And again, so far, so good in the month of June. Keep it up, boys. Let's keep scoring some runs here. We saw a lot of runs, and I didn't get over last night in that Brewers A's game in Las Vegas that we talked about with Jonathan Von Tobel in hour number one. And we talked to Matt Youmans yesterday in the program. He talked to a professional bettor that's just blindly going to play those overs for all the games here in the homestand for the A's at home. And as JVT attested to being in the ballpark last night, you get it up in kind of that jet stream to right field, and that ball's going to go out. Jensen, even though it came up a little bit short last night, would we entertain an over today back in Las Vegas with the A's against the Brewers?
Yeah, ironically, Dave, this opened at 14, was or 14.5, I think, in some places, was bet down to 14, and it actually has gone back up just a little bit as far as the juice goes. So I am seeing 14.5s pretty much across the landscape here. So a little tick upwards. Fascinating to look at the line move, Dave, because only 47% of bets and 45% of money on the over, yet we have had an increase by a half run. So something to monitor there. As far as side tonight, I would look to the home side here. Only 26% of bets, but 40% of money. And I do think we get a bit more of a favorable matchup, as you will get Jack Perkins going for the Athletics. Brewers have yet to name a starter, so we'll kind of see where that transpires. But as someone who has pitched in Las Vegas, I can tell you, I don't care if it's downtown Las Vegas or Summerlin, you get it up in the jet stream, man. Forget about it. It's just one of those places that you better generate swing and miss, but any hard contact to the gaps feels like it's been going over the fence here the first couple of nights.
Very quickly, you want to lay $1.75 with the Cubs, even though it's Shota Imanaga against Michael Lorenzen tonight against the Rockies? Oof. I mean, they just got beaten up again by Colorado.
I could see it. I know there's public is all over this, Dave. 77% of bets, 90% of dollars here. I won't bet it myself right now, but definitely could see why that would be the side.